Was gonna say.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. I got 6:31, so welcome everybody. We'll call to order the April board meeting for Lake Elbow. Welcome everybody. We'll address you here in just a minute once we get through the roll call and minutes. Jim, if you would cover the minutes from the last meeting.
Sounds good. Before I start, there's a guest sheet going around. Please fill it out. The next thing is any member, including board members, before they speak, they must say their name. Reese is taking notes, and she's only been here a short time. It's unfair for her to take notes and not know who we are. You know, I just been including the board members. We're going to work on even for the audience. We'll make some table tents or something with our names because you'd like to also know who we are. Most everybody knows who everybody is, but I just wanted to make sure we address that. So the Lake Elbow, I'll read the minutes from last meeting. Thursday, March 3rd, 2023, in attendance, Dave Spinagle, Randy Lau, Brent Keenan, Jim Lund, RJ Whitlock, Karen Van Fleet, and Mark Yeardley. Not in attendance, Rita Taylor. Guests in attendance, again, lots like tonight. I hope I get them all. Lance and Michelle Triple, Phil and Christy Hirsch, Mark Pretzer, Ashley Lauer, Harold Brooks, Chad and Anna Hoopner, Corey and Julie Gilmore, Rita Bricktaw, Mark and Teresa McMillan, Nancy Snyder, and Jeff Pishney, Dean Van Fleet, Nancy Gorman, Janetta Skidmore, and several other guests. Jim read the minutes from the February 2023 board meeting. After minor adjustments to the minutes about propane, Brent McKeenan motioned to approve the minutes. RJ Whitlock seconded. The motion carried. Brent McKeenan presented the treasurer's report. Brent McKeenan covered the highlights of the report. Dave requested a motion to file the treasurer's report for audit. Karen Van Fleet made the motion. Motion carried. Dave Spinagle welcomed the guests. Old business, dog issue. Dave Spinagle spoke and recapped what was mentioned in the last meeting and opened the floor for discussion. Mark Pretzer brought up that on February 12th, the dogs had gotten out again. Mark defended himself against what was written in a letter to the board. Dave Spinagle mentioned the letter was written, that the letters written by the board to the Hirsches and Troubles had not been delivered before the time of that incident. Brent McKeon mentioned he read the letters and was glad members wrote back in response to the letters written by the board and about the issue at hand. Lance spoke at length about the dogs and stated that they did have documentation that showed that their dogs were not dangerous to anyone. They have a wireless fence system in place that shocks the dog at 900 feet from the house. They put up a sign letting people know there's a barrier to keep the dogs away from them. Other members spoke from both sides of the issue. No further motion was made. Covenant renewal. Karen Van Fleet, 75 forms have been collected. Dave Spinagle, we've reached our number, but still accepting. Wants to have them filed by mid-May. Delegation of board responsibilities. Clubhouse, Rita Taylor, Karen and Dean Van Fleet. Equipment, Brent McKeenan, RJ Whitlock, Mark Yeardley. Dam outlet tube, Dave Spinagle, Randy Lau, Brett McKeenan. Insurance, Brett McKeenan, Karen Van Fleet, and Dave Spinagle. Road and dam improvements, Dave Spinagle, RJ Whitlock. Bylaws and rules, Karen Van Fleet, and Dave Spinagle, Brett McKeenan. Shop supervisors, Dean Van Fleet and Don Taylor. Dean Van Fleet, Dean suggested to sell the dump truck plow mount. Brent offered to help Dean with Purple Wave metal on outside of the building to be cleaned up and sold. Brent made a motion to liquidize dump truck plow and attachment to Purple Wave and scrap other metal. RJ seconded, motion carried. Budget meeting summary. Brent McKeenan gave a summary over the budget meeting. Board spoke with our CPA. Board is working on a three-year plan / budget. Dave went into detail over the three-year plan. Brent McKeenan spoke about the creation of a lake fund money market account, referenced as dredge fund in the past. Create a money market account would be interest-bearing. Brent made a motion to open a money market account for this purpose. Karen Van Fleet seconded, motion carried. Jim Lund made a motion to transfer two times per year in June and December within the same calendar year, monies to be allocated to the road fund. Brent seconded, motion carried. New business. Dave ordered two new stop signs that will be put up the following weekend. Building permits presented for a fence, McCormick. RJ Whitlock made a motion to approve. Karen Van Fleet seconded, motion carried. Workday, April 22nd, goals. Approved Anna to get mulch and weed barrier for the flag area. Anna would like to do it before workday. Brent McKenna made a motion. Karen Van Fleet seconded, motion carried. Dave Spinagle would like to put up a snow fence marking the steep bank on the upper creek. Use supplies in the shed. If we run low by July 4th, we'll purchase more. Randy Lau asked if he could use the turkey shoot funds to build a fishing platform along the dam. Karen Van Fleet brought up that the rules state that we cannot attach anything to the dam. Dave Spinagle mentioned that as a board, we would have to bring this to a vote to amend the rules or a variance. Brett McKeenan questioned if we should not table this for a day later rather than adding it to the workday goals. Randy Lau would work on more information and bring it back to the April meeting. Projects for workday: volleyball net, branches, millings, cold patch, shed work, clubhouse door, spread rock on upper road. Rate fee and dues discussion, rollover past dues. Dave suggested CCing members in emails with our attorney. Rent late fees voluntarily coming in. Karen mentioned that if fees are not paid by due date, we need to charge fees. 25 fee applied if late on the first payment. $25 fee applied if late on the second payment. No further discussion. Other business. Chili cook-off, 3/11/23. Ashley, having an event to raise money for the 4th of July. There'll be no entry fees. 3 to 4 p.m. judging, three winners, three categories. 75th celebration, July 4th. Janetta Skidmore reported petty cash will be played on the tennis courts from 7 to 11 p.m. Rocking K will be the food slash bed and beverage vendor. Karen mentioned that money from the chili cook-off will go towards the porta potties. Mark McMillan expressed concern about band being on the tennis court. Dave mentioned that we could put up a stone fence. Mark McMillan mentioned that we could use the open empty lot at the lake entrance. Brent motioned to bring this up to the planning committee and then report back. Dave reported on 75th anniversary activity update, fishing derby, parade, flamingo race, frog race, survivor, bucket pong, boat race, band, fireworks. We'll discuss more detail later. Brent McKeenan will be helping manage the gates for collection. Randy Lau made a motion to adjourn the meeting. Brent McKeenan seconded. Motion adjourned at 8:05. Next board meeting, April 4th, 6 p.m. Any additions or corrections?
We only have 68 forms.
68, okay.
And there's $2.
I just said $2. What?
What was your name?
Fred.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yes. We only have
60. Oh, yeah,
more.
Yeah. The only thing on that, chili cook-off, can you put Shannon Yearly on it too? I mean, she's the one to help out. I mean, too.
It was only just saying who was speaking, really. That's all I was trying to address there, but okay. Ashley did bring that up, so I can add Shannon to it.
A motion to approve the minutes is read.
So moved.
And Dave. All right, Brent, would you please cover the treasury report for us?
Brent, and this is for Jim. It's actually Nick Key Man.
Nick Key Man.
Okay. Never corrected you.
I know.
His minutes are awesome. Thank you so much. Please turn your attention to balance sheet. Checking account at Commerce Bank, $88,371. Memorial Fund, which is a savings account, $2,452. You'll notice that that's a change and an increase. We did have donations to Memorial Fund. That was $405 from the J. and Harold Memorial. And special thanks to them. I'll go into that more detail in the profit and loss. Road fund, $99,833. You'll see a new item, lake fund, $15,000. That is set up and signature cards signed. Total in bank accounts, $205,657. Appreciation is that number, that $450,000. Total fixed assets after the subtraction of depreciation is the $79,138. Total assets, $284,795. Liabilities, credit card payable, $134. That consists of Menards, flagpole mulch, liner, and a new flag. Heavy, extra heavy duty one. Long-term liabilities, $43,275. That's our long-term big dredge note. You'll see profit loss assessments collected in March, $1,176. Donations, again, the Jan Harold Memorial. I tried to send the best thank you letter I could write to them. There's been some mention of how Jan was partial to the sign up front, and perhaps we can talk more about it in ideas for Workday. Chili cook-off donations. You'll notice that I've started to create new categories for special events. So this is the income of the chili cook-off. The total expenses were about $144. So a very good, a positive, a wonderful fundraising event. Total dues for March, $12,083. There's some late fees. There was caretaker home rent. So total income from March, $14,791. You'll see on the expenses side, chili cook-off, it says $36. Most of the expense actually happened in the previous month. It was about $108. This is $36. This $36 consisted of bowls and index cards and cups and I think even some light bulbs and light bulbs. House cleaning, $90. Dredge boat expense, I believe Dean got some hooks for the cables, to hang the cables for the dredge. Should be under the professional fees line. That's our Poplar, Gassman, Poplin CPA. Road and gravel, that was the best category for a number of signs that we purchased, a couple of stop signs for the entryway, and one slow down kids at play sign. I'd like to talk more about that later too, about possibly purchasing more. Utilities, $245. That was some of the last propane and electric. Total expenses, $781. Net operating income, $14,009.
Do I have a motion, or do we want? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'd like to cover a couple more.
Sure, things. Go ahead.
Please. So I won't go into names on the aging summary, but I would have you know, the board know, that there are six members there that show, you know, that triple digit, which indicates that their first half hasn't paid. So that's a quick way to search for members that haven't paid first half. One member we were concerned from carryover from past year was able to connect with that member, and they started to pay down on that. So we were at a point where we were ready to send a letter to the attorney, for you. And hopefully that's mitigated.
That's what we want. This is what's due.
What month do we send? I sent last year, like a mid-year, due still due letter.
I think it'd be May, because if it's due June.
It's due June.
Yeah. So May.
Sounds right. I'm sure that's right.
Remind me to do that, we could post it on Facebook too, just to kind of a reminder. Everybody, kind of a reminder.
So at the bottom of the second page of aging there, I point you towards the total. And that's really the, one of the clearest ways to show the remaining dues and assessments to still collect for the year. So we're at the two-thirds point. We've collected two-thirds of our income for the year at this point. Still they have $33,861 to collect. And then my last thing, so I'm trying to do a job of this quickly on part of the treasury report, the three-year plan. And I'm sorry for the audience, I know my handwriting is terrible, but 2023, the 25% that goes to Lake, $16,000 will be paid automatically through our monthly payment to Commerce Bank. So that's in process. $15,000 we did in the previous meeting. We set up the new money market account, Lake Fund. So we have and are in the process of 25% for Lake. Road, as mentioned in the minutes, perhaps in June, we'll do an additional $30,000 from checking into the road fund. That'll make the balance of that road fund approximately $130,000. I would anticipate in this year that we have drain tube expenses, I guess, $10,000 to $30,000 to do riprap and work around.
Yeah, the outlet tube on the dam.
So just to be aware that there's an expense, but we would have the liquidity. I don't anticipate any borrowing for it. But we probably split. I would anticipate us probably doing some split of some from road and some from lake to pay for that. It's a capital improvement. 2024, I would anticipate we're able to pay off that large stretch note in entirety. I would anticipate that's when we do the funding of the clubhouse expansion and that we continue to fund the road fund, putting us at about $160,000. 2025 would be the year I would anticipate us being able to do a full $30,000 into the lake fund. That would do an additional 25% into road. I would anticipate 2025 as the big road project year. We'd have approximately $190,000, and I'd be able to do something meaningful probably on the west side or road. I'll beat you up with that guys each meeting.
Yeah, that's Mark. I do have a question for Harold Jan. There is a balance of $625, right? So I got to know what that.
The title company has contacted us. That's paid off in closing.
Okay. Yeah. So we do a washout, so it don't have.
Yes. They've already reached out. Okay. They've absolutely paid us for our closing. Okay.
Any other questions? I have a motion to submit the treasurer's report for audit.
One second.
File.
I make a motion.
That's Mark made the motion, and that's Randy that seconded it. I'll speak up for him. They'll learn.
Thank you.
They'll catch on.
It's my first time.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Does anybody have any new business before the board that I can add to our agenda here for a little later in the evening? Everybody just coming to see what's happening. Okay, I have Rob, I got a piece for you. I've got it written down here. We'll get to it here in just a minute if you can bear with us. And we're going to move forward to the, before we get into old business, I told Tracy I'd get this knocked out early, is the summer kickoff party Saturday, May 6th. So would you like to present that? Do you have some information for us?
We're thinking May 6th, the house is open. And Dwayne, at 1 o'clock, we're going to kick off the ball out of our tournament same day. And 5:30, sorry, hot dogs at the clubhouse. And side dishes at 7 to 10, having the obstacle game. Playing for the community, for the clubhouse. So I'm only asking that the lake pays for the hot dogs and the buns. And then I think community, we can all kitchen and side dishes and everything else. I've talked to Zoe about helping with pickleball, and she's going to reach out to Rita and talk to Callie Littleman and Lorelai. She's figuring out things that so I know for sure that do volleyball. Erin, maybe Mark can help out with kickball.
I'll be in that.
As long as it's flat, and we can do that nearby after the games and stuff. Also, do an indoor for anybody that doesn't want to participate in sports. Melton was going to help run that, but she has to be employed or tracked, so I'm going to find somebody else that can organize even these or something for indoor sports. He might be able to do kickball, though. So.
I'm seeing him do volleyball. Sounds great. Do you have an idea budget for hot dogs? Probably hot dogs, buns, plates, napkins, maybe ketchup, mustard sort of thing. Is that kind of what you're thinking? So, and what do you guys, do you have an idea? Maybe $150 or?
It should be enough.
Plenty. Do 200 and that way we got enough.
Give her 200. Rather,
that way we come under.
Can you go buy?
I would probably help you figure that out.
Okay.
I'm gonna be pretty spotty for the next few weeks, but we'll have another meeting before then too. So.
Like a sign up sheet online. We don't have like 20 costumes and all that. So, yeah. Everybody can sign up for what they want to do.
Where are you thinking the band out back here or? Depending on the weather or having inside.
And Kelly got married, like right
out here on the end.
So then we have all this space for all parts of the thing.
Yeah.
If we can shove and it's raining, some underneath the overhang, and then getting the canopy tents that everybody owns, and just
dealing with it.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Sounds like fun.
It's happened out here before, but we just figured this
is. Are you you're accepting donations for the band? Is that correct?
The
box rolls
are
$700.
We're going to do 100.
We're going to
do 100 and kind of go from there.
I might help out with that. And I would be willing to maybe help cook if maybe I can find somebody to pair up with me. And we got a hot dog warmer right over there.
I got a broiler.
Sounds like fun. We do have one more meeting before then, so maybe if we can try to get this all wrapped up and then maybe just have a quick run down at the next meeting, that way we just make sure everything's in place for you. May 2nd.
Yeah. And then $200 is the cap, right?
That's why I decided instead of 150 to 200, that way, you know, if it comes in at 150 or 160, that's better. Give her 150, it's better. Okay, super. Any other questions or anything else from the board? Anybody else have any questions?
Sounds fun.
And her name's Tracy William, or Tracy Lewis. She didn't get married about 30 years ago. 22 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
In August.
What'd you say?
I said it'll be 19 in August.
Mom knows.
Moms know these things.
Awesome. All right, well, super. Well, thank you. And we'll go ahead and get rolling here. So chili cook-off results I had down. I just kind of wanted a chance to recap that, but it sounds like you kind of did that in the treasurer's report. It sounded like a good turnout. I was sick.
I think it went.
Just it seemed like a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I wasn't there for it.
In case you guys didn't hear, it brought in $401. So, good job.
And I thought it turned out pretty good.
It was slow.
We were a little nervous in the beginning, but we ended up having a great turnout and a great time. And yeah, I thought
it was a good amount. And there was mention in the minutes using it to fund the porta potties, but I would suggest that the lake fund the porta potties.
Because of the events we're going to have throughout the day.
We usually end up bringing them out the first of the summer anyway.
Well, we'll have one.
We'll have to bring another one.
We want to discuss bringing another one, maybe put it up there on the edge of the parking lot or something.
If you wanted to earmark it for other things, by all means, but just so you know that the porta potties.
Yeah, the reason is so you don't actually overload the courthouse outside. So if that comes up, there's not many people all over that, and there's another expense that we have to do out here.
But so the deal was, though, that we always did it that way because we always had bathroom problems. We don't have bathrooms.
We don't have bathrooms.
We don't, well.
We have.
We got fixed.
Anyway, so far,
right,
okay. We have it fixed.
We have had
fourth. We may have.
Well, there's been a couple
for all.
There have been big
it's been tested. But okay, well, I don't believe we have the issues that we used to have.
Right.
Cool. So good deal. And I meant to ask Tracy if they're doing fundraising for that. And when we start talking about fundraisers, especially like with 4th of July coming up, I really, and you've been missing a meeting or so. So I wanted to, you know, we've kind of fallen behind on the clubhouse expansion. Alan just brought me some drawings that look pretty cool. I think we want to start planning to start earmarking some of these fundraisers for clubhouse. I'd like to see us start. I'd really like to start see us pushing for that fundraising effort. You know, we can start asking for donations. We can do that. I'd like to see us get to a, or I was looking online before I come over. There's a little thermostat or a little thermometer app that you can, you know, build $60,000 goal, and we can keep track of what we collect, so we can kind of keep that broadcasted throughout the year, and kind of start here over the next couple months pointing some of these fundraisers towards a specific goal of clubhouse. And then maybe we open up a clubhouse fund, money market or whatever that money goes into, so we have that money set in a separate deal, and then that way we can evaluate it at the annual meeting next year. We had talked about, and I'm jumping ahead here a little bit, but it all comes into this fundraising. We had talked about, you know, doing it in stages, you know, doing the patio and doing the rest as we could afford it. I think we just need to put a plan together to raise the money.
Wouldn't that come out of the lake fund? It's still, I mean, not really. I know. Like, I know, but
that's why we don't like that. That's why I do not like that word.
Oh, I understand. So
it's not everything we do here at the lake could be called lake fund. It is not. It's dredging. It's in the water. It's, you know, I mean,
we
decided, isn't this like elbow?
What?
Isn't this like elbow?
Yeah, that's your
not for that.
I know,
we discussed this before that we weren't going to just write a check for the clubhouse expansion. We were doing some fundraising efforts and so on. So anyway, just some thoughts. I don't want to get off track. Next item I had was a covenants update, which did you give us a 68 our current number, or was that as of the last meeting?
68 is as of right now,
okay,
as of today.
Perfect.
I got it.
And we're still accepting them as they come
yes.
in, and we, you know, we just want to have a plan put together so around mid-May we can.
But we have our percentage that we need.
Yeah.
We can submit them to the attorney.
Yeah,
we're over the number.
Yeah.
Depends on how much we want to dig in, but Karen's done some great work.
Well, and I think maybe some people are here to listen to some of the rules and bylaws discussion, and I think we should probably cover that while everybody's here.
Dave, I was going to ask. Sorry, Shannon. When it comes to the covenant stuff with my dad being a new ownership,
out here with Jan being gone and Ron no longer living here and the house being sold, does my dad need
to? Yeah, he could do one if he wanted to. I mean, it's kind of the more the merrier. We just had to have 60%. We're over that number.
Okay.
So we're fine, but I think it's one of them deals that I think we're better off having 70% than 60%. We just have to have that certain number to move forward and file them. So.
Okay.
And the reason we're looking at bylaws and rules is we want to file them all at the same time. So that 25-year deal on the covenants is filed with the county. We want to file bylaws and rules all at the same time, up to date, current and up to date, because everything we do out here as far as managing the lake falls in those three categories. So the covenants, as everybody knows, is kind of our foundation for the lake. It's how we govern the lake. The bylaws are kind of how we operate, how we run things for the most part. Rules are how we kind of control things. So hopefully that explains it, breaks it down. But there was some verbiage in some of this from the previous. Keep it in mind, you know, these, like the bylaws were pretty much established in 1948, and a lot of things have changed since then. And so there was a few things here that we had talked about. Making a few changes or adjustments too. So do you want to kind of go through
bylaws first? Or,
yeah, let's do okay. Bylaws first and rules last. So
we emailed these two out to everybody also. The blue is what we want to add in the sections, and red is if we're going to would like to take it out. So the first section that we put anything addition in is board of directors. Section 6 under compensation says directors may be reimbursed for the actual expense incurred in the performance of their duties. They may be specific reimbursements for work performed for those. Those must be approved by majority vote of the board. Previous examples would be include mowing and dredging.
So there was a statement before this. There was a paragraph or a phrase there for D. That basically stated that no board member could receive any compensation. And it was a gray area the way it was written, but it basically stated that a board member couldn't receive any compensation for anything.
Yeah.
And that was as the advice of our attorney, that's the way that be interpreted. Personally, I think we could have just deleted that whole section.
Line.
Well, that's what we put it in there. Didn't know to discuss.
Yeah, the way you have it here spells it out. Just to be
I think it adds some controls the way
exactly
they have it worded. It's very clear that it has to be voted on by the board. You can't arbitrarily two board members get together
and decide to pay each other.
It has to be voted. It's shown in the minutes. I think that's the best way to stay.
And we're, you know, this could be, I mean, in the past we've had mowing and dredging where we had paid board members. It could be everything from somebody that's a plumber, a floor covering person, a painter, whatever the case may be, that we ask them to, or that they help us with a project that really would be right for the payment. So more than what, you know, typical volunteers. That was the reason for that. No, I like that. I like the way you got that word.
But I think really that this wouldn't address the mowing or dredging or plumbing, because it says in their duties. And it's really discussing in their duties as a board member, not as necessarily a person performing their craft. I think that's what this is related to, is performing their duties as a board member.
So the next phrase of the next sentence is there may be specific reimbursements for work performed, but those must be approved. I understand what you're saying. Director may be, and it should say directors, because it would be plural. It would not specifically one. May be reimbursed for actual expenses incurred.
Strike that last few words.
And just make it for the work performed.
Yeah, director may be reimbursed for actual expenses incurred, and then strike in the performance of their duties.
But I really think
it
should be.
Take the performance of their duties out of it.
Well, I think it should be about their performance of their duties, because we're really not talking about them working on their craft. If they're working as a plumber.
Okay, let me make this suggestion.
I'm not opposed to
it. Get rid of, draw a line through incurred in the performance of their duties, and draw a line through there may be specific reimbursements, and make it say directors may be reimbursed for actual expenses for work performed, but those must be approved by the majority of them.
Yes.
You guys in agreement with that?
Yes.
So basically, you're going to just draw a line from through incurred to the end of that sentence, and then the first half of the next sentence to the word
for.
So that it reads, directors may be reimbursed for actual expenses for work performed, but those must be approved by the majority vote of the board. Previous examples include mowing and dredging.
That's fine.
In the previous examples, you know,
we want to strike that too, but it spells out. We threw it in there because it's very clear.
Very clear, yeah.
Okay.
And then in the next section, officer's responsibility and terms on the secretary, we'd like to delete the keep a corporate seal, distribute stock. We don't do stock no more, the way I understand.
Right.
And the secretary shall vote numbers in accordance to rules. The treasurer's been doing that. And then on the treasurer one, take out the treasurer shall be bonded by the club for the minimum sum of $1,000. I don't think that's necessary to have. And them are the only two items in there that we kind of felt that needed to be deleted or took out. Or
okay. And so that's it, right? That's for the bylaws?
And that's it on the bylaws.
So the only thing that we had discussed before, and I really think...
We got one on general powers and duties. It's on page 5. It's buy and sell assets. That's never been put in that we were allowed to buy and sell assets.
I think we discussed this before, and the bylaws would be the proper place to put it, but I think we need to put the covering of the 25% to road fund, 25% to dredge fund. We need to add that in the bylaws so that as we go forward in time and we have change of board members, new board comes on and don't realize that. I went through all three pieces of documents and it's not listed anywhere, but I know, you know, we put it in play, I don't know, roughly 10 years ago.
What would be the best section to add that in? General purpose? No. General powers and duties.
I think so.
Section 10.
Yeah, and I would just add something to the effect of annual disbursement of.
You can write it up, right?
Dues and assessments, 25% to go to road and 25% to go to dredge fund.
Dues and assessments to be divided 25% to road, 25% to lake/dredging.
50% to general fund.
And 50% to general fund.
And then that way that's in there on an annual basis. I think I put at the end on an annual basis. And what I like now with our plan this year is we'll actually be paying that money in this calendar year, where in the past we've always played catch up and paid it after the first of the year. So I think we're on track this year to pay it in the current calendar year, which will be nice to get that. So we always know where we're at. So I like the changes that we've talked about. Everybody's in agreement with that. Is that a motion?
To table till next meeting. We have it fully written correctly.
Okay.
Tabled until fully.
Yeah, we'd have time to do that.
I really think we should discuss, but I think same thing, come back with the other one, do them both at the same time.
Okay. That's fine.
And then on the rules and regulations, the only section that we really kind of looked at or needed to be updated was the section J, the maintenance building and equipment. We'd like to take out where there is space available. Lake Elbow members may rent space inside the building for storage of boats, automobiles, and other motorized vehicles or lawn equipment during the off-season. The rental of available space will be on the first-come, first-serve base arrangements and must be made with the building maintenance chairperson. We'd like to take all that out. The costs The cost of such rental shall be set by the board and will be based on a space request. We'd like to take that out and put in outside storage of trailers may be arranged with the maintenance building chairperson. The cost for such rental shall be set by the board. And then we'd like to take out the yard area immediately adjacent to the maintenance building may be utilized for storage and utility trailers, boats, trailers at the cost set by the board, because we interpreted one and two and two, took the big two long ones out and added the little short one. And then to take off on number three, inside storage and just outside storage requires that a rental agreement be executed between the member of the maintenance building chairperson, so described. The usage of the area, the rental arrangement will then become a permanent record with the secretary at Lake Elbow. And then we would like to add in number five, Lake Elbow members whose dues and assessments are paid are eligible to use the Lake Elbow equipment as follows, requesting in person at a meeting by vote or of a majority of board members in person. A vote may be done by the board electronically also.
I could just read if you wanted to, just like a couple members of good standing.
Yes.
I mean, that would align with all our other documents, how we word it. Anybody have questions about that? I think my only question on that, we've had some discussion on that, but it's been quite a while. So
yeah, because we
in August we discussed it and said in the August it was discussion of use of the tractor, lake use only, no personal use. We readdressed it in September, and Karen Van Fleet opened discussion for the use of the tractor and lake-owned equipment. Discussion occurred about the previous meeting, interpretation of the lake use. A lot of discussion occurred. Need to work on good verbiage for the use of lake equipment. Discussion tabled. So I still think there needs to be a lot of discussion on this versus just opening it up and adding.
My biggest question is what's our purpose or what's our goal? Are we trying to put a process in place that controls it to where we can control that it's either not used or used at our discretion, or are we trying to put a process into place to allow people to use
it? I think what number five is trying to accomplish is saying lake members can ask. I think as board members that most of the time the answer should probably be no. But I think if you make it never, and there will be that circumstance that bites you. There's going to be some gray area eventually. But most of the time, we ought to just probably say no. But people ought to be able to ask.
We have a process. At least we have a process.
Does that become a liability?
All of the things. So, I mean, before you check out a piece of equipment where you work, do you ever look at it? Do you ever check the oil?
So there's a
process that needs to occur before.
We should be able to dig that, right?
When it's a $37,000 piece of equipment, that somebody may not do that.
I get it, but yeah, I don't.
That's one thing I really don't agree about.
I mean, I don't agree about. I mean, somebody comes out of here, it's a sore subject. Everybody pays their dues. Everybody does this. And every in this whole place actually bought that piece of machinery. And I think if you're capable, you're a grown ass adult.
Who's going to make that decision? Who's going to make the decision whether somebody's...
Well, they didn't have a contract where they said they messed it up or they damaged something. They're liable to fix it. Liable to fix it. You put it out there. Anybody will sign this for it that wants to use it. Instead of going out there and spending $30,000 on a tractor, we're here at Lake Elbow. We're supposed to be sharing our stuff around here and doing that stuff. I get it. It's expensive equipment. If they sign a contract, they're bound. Do what you want. But
why were you suggesting that we use insurance for the piece of equipment that you were suggesting?
Because that's a level four. A tractor's only a level one. I'm talking about for damage of human life.
This is like a couple of equipment, so this could include the dump truck.
Include everything. And you're not just talking about the tractor.
I think there's a value in being a little vague. I know we're probably going to keep talking about this in perpetuity.
It'll never be settled.
And it'll change with board membership. You know, opinions will shift. So I think this is sufficiently vague.
But don't we have insurance here?
We do.
Okay, we do. But does that sure? I'm new to this. So that's what I'm saying. Doesn't insurance cover the Gubba? Or does it not?
It won't cover that equipment.
Doesn't cover the equipment?
No. If you bend the forks or the arms, it won't cover.
But what about like physical harm?
Sure, we'll do that.
Well, yeah, the tractor's insured.
But not that we want to use our insurance.
That's not what I'm saying.
I think there's from time to time a place, but often the answer should be no from the board.
The reason all this came up, I don't want to make a big, we're making a mountain out of a molehill again, but it's before all the people that lived here ages and ages ago had told me if somebody needed something, they would holler and they, oh yeah, Howie or Bob or whoever would grab whatever equipment they had, take them the dirt, and no big deal. You know, well then, you know, as soon as we bought the tractor, everybody wanted to use it to do septic systems and everything else. You got to be intelligent. You got to be intelligent. You have to. If I come to Brent and said, I'm going to use that tractor and I'm digging me a new septic system, if he didn't tell me no, I'm the stupid one.
You got to make sure he has a building. Right?
You know, you have to. You know what I'm saying? We have to use our judgment. And it's just so that.
We'll never get one with a shit.
Right. It's just so that we can keep it good. And it's not that you can't use it or he can't use it, but if you want to move dirt and.
Part of doing this does put a process into place.
Yes.
To hopefully alleviate the person just jumping on it and doing
That's what we're trying to do.
Okay. That's my first question.
Trying to get to that not everybody, you know.
It's free will. There's a process. Ask,
and there needs to be a decision made by the board.
I agree.
Wrote any other way? I don't.
In good standing. That's good.
It just aligns with our other documents. Just Lake Elbow members in good standing are eligible. And then again, I think we go through these and then table this till the next meeting and do final discussion. That's the last one.
Yeah, that was the only. I didn't have anything. I didn't know if any other board members had any other, you know, problems with the rules and regulations that we have.
Probably want to discuss size of property. Same thing you talked about. You don't
about the size of building the new house mm-hmm. on and being limited to a certain percentage size of the property, the actual lots.
Yeah,
it might not be bad.
This is where that's what I meant by there's things to discuss like that.
I have no clue. That's why I said I didn't.
So the rules don't have to be ready by mid-May. That's when we go to the attorney and start give him the information on our covenants so that he has a few weeks to process that and get that ready. July 1st roughly is when we're right at the beginning of July is when we file with the county. So we have till then to finish the rules and the bylaws. Both of those are board controlled.
And can be done after that.
Good. Just refile it.
Our goal
is to have it kind of just have a few changes, these few changes made. So we got a couple months yet. So I think what you've done is great. And what we have here is a step in the right direction, and especially on the bylaws. And I think we discussed it tonight. Everybody good with tabling it till the next meeting and then do a kind of a final review. And then if we need the changes on the bylaws and the section of maintenance. And then if we have a couple things to add or something we need to discuss further, we can do it at the next meeting.
If you need something added or whatever, I just need to know.
There was a couple things that hit me over the last month. I thought, you know, maybe we ought to discuss them. I just don't remember what they are right now. Jim brought up a good one.
Clarification, if I may. So on file at the courthouse, obviously covenants, in past, the board has filed bylaws and rules at the courthouse in the past. Our current, our most recent.
Somewhat inconsistently.
Because our most recent one cannot, of rules or regs, cannot be found.
Was not filed at the court.
So my question for the board, the clarification is, okay, so obviously we're filing the covenant with the courthouse, the attorney is helping us to do that. What do we feel is the necessity of filing the bylaws and the rules and regs?
That was our original plan, I think, just to do it all at once, so we were consistent, and that way we're fresh, and we move forward, and hopefully we don't have to mess with it again for, you know, until the next board decides they want to make changes or feel the need for changes. The covenants don't get touched again for 25 years, but the rules and bylaws can be adjusted as the board, existing board, sees fit. So I felt like this would be the right time to do it, and then we have everything consistently filed at the courthouse. And then if there's changes that need to be made during that 25-year deal, they just make the adjustments and they refile. I think the previous, the board that had made some of the previous rule changes probably didn't realize you had to file it, or that you should file it at the courthouse. So, you know, that was our reason. You guys good with that?
Yep.
All right. So
just real quick, I apologize. My fault about falling, about to fall asleep right now. So, Brent, just real quick, Mark. Brent did email me the form for Steve Roberts to fill out for new house. Do we need to do anything right now with because he hasn't done the form yet?
He already took possession of the house. So we need the application for membership. Yeah. We need to vote on him.
I got that. So that would probably have to be the next meeting, right?
Unless we got a copy here that he can just fill out while he's sitting there.
He's been working way too long, so I just want to get him voting now if he needs to get home.
I'm the only one that's going to vote no, so.
Oh,
you do. Work on Jim.
Yeah, so.
You don't get a vote, Dave. You don't get a vote.
I can't even veto this thing.
So, I mean.
Is there an application?
Yeah, there's an application online.
It's online. Brent, email me. I'll print it off. Steve can fill it out tomorrow and give it to Spoon.
Or just bring it to the next meeting.
We'll can do that. So if he needs to get with Jason about the house, he can.
So moving on, old business, we had the discussion on water testing, and I left that in here just so we don't forget about it. I don't remember what your dates were you were kind of shooting for.
Here in April, Tom and I are going to test.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And any update on insurance, if we had any progress on that? You know, and I'll just throw this out there. If we don't get around to that this year, we just renew our insurance and do it next year. My biggest concern, and I do feel there's a need to shop insurance and do some comparisons. But I do have a little concern too with the whole mess we kind of went through with the dam inspection and that being kind of required on our existing insurance, that if we go out there and start shopping insurance and all of a sudden, oh yeah, these guys are cheaper, we go there and then they come back and say, oh yeah, you got to have a dam inspection and correct, you know, and it's
doesn't
like
happen.
Well, yeah. We do, but every 3 years required by the state, we don't know what the insurance company is going to want. So that's my only fear on that, but you guys figure out what you feel is right. You know, we have you kind of signed to that dam update. So I did reach out to both our engineer and did talk to the guy at the state. Biggest concern is we know with this outflow tube, it's not like a crisis, but we know it needs some maintenance work and some rock put in down there, built up around it due to erosion. And it's been kind of a priority for the board to address that this year. I did talk to the state, and he said basically we can work through like buyers and just have to draw up a description of what they're going to do, the size of rock they're going to do, and support, and then submit that as just a maintenance item, and he'll sign off on it. So we won't have to hire an engineering firm and do a big design and go through all that crap. So it'll save us a considerable amount of money. And the engineering guy was actually really cool about it because he was one that mentioned to try that. He's like, honestly, I don't want to just sell you stuff you probably don't need. So he was real good about that. So both parties that we're working with there are really been good to work with, and in the state, I can tell you, appreciated the fact that we're ahead of the game and on top of it, and that we're wanting to address it. It just makes his life easier. So
I have a question on that. You know, their concern is with these new homes down the way. Do they realize how shallow this lake is?
Well, Well, I don't know about that, but they realize how big it is, how much volume of water is truly here, and if we get big rains.
I mean, a difference between a 30-foot deep lake and a 15-foot deep lake.
Well, the depth of the lake will stay the same. The amount of water coming in is what.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is the amount of water.
No, it's not about the failure. It's about that part of that.
How fast it.
How fast it can leave on a normal rain. Right. They would like it to leave faster.
Okay.
And just really clarify, in particular, if anyone has the chance, I encourage them to walk down to the tube, brave the poison ivy, and look at that pier and then the footing. It's not so much the state saying, I mean, we have to abide new regs. That's almost a separate thing. This is the footing being undermined that supports the tube. So in a heavy loading situation when that tube is full and gushing and heavy, and if we lose that footing, then it crimps.
And it could either kink or break off. And it's really more a maintenance thing that we just want to fix.
We need to get it done.
Than it is the downstream.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want to lose that tube.
Okay.
We can fix it now a lot cheaper than we'd have to repair it if it bent or broke or whatever the case may be.
Well,
so
why couldn't you just put soil nails? I mean, you need that rope and shoot creek in it and then stabilize the footing. I mean, I think that'd be the cheapest way to go. And that's what I used to do.
No, you'll need an excavator and rip rack.
Well, it's the same.
You got yourself a job.
Well, I know, but it'd be like the cheapest thing to do is you drill the core and put like underneath the fan, like pylons. Well, that, I mean, you only need that.
Let's have you there that day when we're talking to
We don't want to bore anything in the dam.
No, not instead of boring, instead of boring underneath it. No. You put pylons after that. That's what shotcrete is.
All right. So that's where we're at on the dam deal. It's we're gonna go and I'll Kelly. I meant to do it before this meeting. And we'll get him out here and look at it. I mean, I feel comfortable with him being the one that helps us do it.
I agree. I mean, I would have an outside person to do it. I wouldn't want to do it.
His advice on what he feels the best way to handle it. Clubhouse. Got a couple drawings here that I assume you had Mr. Cronerville do. Is that who did these?
That's DNR Construction, Mike Bradville's their estimator, and these built my house and I think four other houses out here. They know LA Double real well.
I know Mike real well.
They're all straight shooters. And I said, Mike, he actually is a personal friend. Come out and take a look and give us something to start with.
Yep.
So he just drew up something. There's no numbers on it. We had questions on the
length or the depth. Yeah, we were looking at 30 by 60 roughly, and this is 26 foot.
Same as this.
Yeah, the clubhouse is 26 foot too, according to
his measurements. With roughly 6 foot openings at this end, and
well, the whole thing is basically open.
Yeah, yes, but we show the right.
Yeah, pass us around. Pass
and a door right here.
But instead of 40 feet, we're setting it up.
It's strictly. At this point, a covered patio.
But held in a way that if we ever decide we wanted to close it in and link the two that we...
So you'll need footings.
So,
just in case.
Yeah,
60, and it would be 60 foot instead of 40 foot on that.
Right.
Recording.
We just need to work through the details, and they'll give us an estimate.
Okay.
The back wall fully closed off.
Barned.
We would just soon leave it open.
No.
It's an open patio. We can always close
open
it in.
Open patio. Everything
and
open.
And the side walls, roughly.
No side walls.
That'll be built just like this out here.
Open. It's open. Just going to be an open covered patio to start with.
This is carried on out to there.
Right.
But it doesn't
have a wall.
Is the new building want to do the same thing?
We're not really doing walls. We're just a covered patio.
Just a slab with a roof.
I like what you did there, and I like what he did there, and I can see in the future doing rock to match the clubhouse, even if we did it on the posts or corners or something. You know, it's just going to add structure and
integrity. But for right now, we're just looking at a
slab with the probably 6x6 posts
and a closed in back wall.
No.
No. Just an open patio.
No fenced-in wall.
Covered patio with a roof.
Everything open.
An open damn wall.
And we may talk to him, and he may say, he may recommend a difference for a reason. Structure and integrity, maybe, I don't know. Mike's pretty smart, I went to school with him too, so.
Okay, do you want the roof to be shingled the same as?
Just like.
Yes. We want it to look like it was supposed to be there.
We can reach out to him after the first year, but we've got a couple other builders we've already talked to too, so.
He's very good with the paper, and he can whip us out stuff.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Next thing I have is shed cleanup and equipment update.
I'm Dean.
Hi, Dean.
We're about 30% done. It's just taken us a little bit. Don and I worked on the inside because of all the rain, a little hard to work in the mud. Brent helped me cut a few trees. We have a bunch more trees to go, but it's getting there. We finally got a lot of the outside around the building cleaned up. We still have a couple things on the inside of the building. We don't know whose they are.
Okay.
We're going to.
Do you know what those are? Do you have a list or something now that we can share?
Mainly wood.
Wood.
Maybe we get some pictures of it. We could post it even on Facebook and just say, hey, if you own this, please speak up or something, just so we can get some action.
Other than that, the reason why we want to get rid of some of get that out of there, we have holes everywhere in that building on the bottom. And we're getting mice and rats in there now.
Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna put the millings on the inside and outside of the building, get that sealed. We just got a lot of stuff, but I do want to thank Brent and his dad helped me haul some wood and everything. Now, our next step is cleanup day. Don and I is going to be down there. We're going to need at least two people.
Yeah.
Just two, but we need to know from you guys, are you guys going to use the truck? The dump truck that day? Are you going to need the dump truck that day?
So at this point,
I'd like to, for road improvements, just the dump trailer. I was going to provide a truck and dump trailer. So no, the dump truck would be yours.
Okay. So if we can get the dump truck, then can we rent a wood chipper? I'm sorry. Now, wood chipper is a class.
It's level four.
It's a level four. So we would have to pay for it, which is.
What I would do is just do it for my cost. And then Lake Elbow would have to, it'd be in Lake Elbow's, on a contract as Lake Elbow. But that was put out as my cost. And then Lake Elbow's responsible for the insurance. Just for how, because how this, like I said, it's level four, it's how dangerous it is. You can get caught up in it sucking real quick. I mean, real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, this, I'm not bringing the small one. This is an industrial size one.
You would have to
it's huge, yeah. Yeah, so.
Dump truck.
Yeah. So I even myself can't get one. I would have to rent it out myself if I needed to use it. I can't, yeah. So I did tell you that I would get it for you, like for free of charge, but I was wrong on that one.
Yes, I know. So what we're asking is if we can rent that and use a dump truck or hold off on the moving the branches until we could get more help and somebody with trailers. So it's up to you guys what you want to do.
Do you think you'd have enough help if you wanted to tack? If we had the machine there on work day, do you think, knowing that some other people are going to be pulled away to roads and other projects, would that be the day to tackle it, do you think?
I think so.
We have a turnout. We usually should have plenty of help.
We're going to try to cut more between now.
Yep.
And you're still leaving a row, at least a row of trees.
Yes, I am.
Oh, we're not going that.
And most of what you're cutting out is a lot of the dead stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right, we've done this before with the chipper deal. Harold did it. We hooked it up to the back of the dump truck,
yes,
and then just shoot the stuff into the dump truck, and
yes,
it works great. And then you guys get done, you come down here, and you find a spot that Harold thinks is a good spot, and you dump it.
Mm-hmm.
It was somewhere we can push it, you know.
Yeah.
off into the creek or gone down into the ravine, not the creek.
Do you happen to know what the actual cost is? Because I'd make a motion that we rent the chipper.
I think about $175.
That's my brand.
That's great.
We're renting on, let's see, how about I told you, we're renting on Friday and deliver it, and the pickup's not until Monday anyway, so.
Then are we doing some other equipment, like a little dingo?
I'm going to bring a dingo with forks and a bucket.
And a small roller.
And I'm going to do a small 24-inch ride-on roller. We don't need that. We don't need Lego one more. I'll get that.
I think we should do two loads of millings. I mean, we'll go through millings. There's a lot of shoulder work. It's, again, it is mostly the dam and the west side. I drove the whole place tonight just looking. My plan was to bring my Kubota and my big leaf blowers because we want to blow out the holes and potholes and stuff best we can.
Yes.
It's up to you guys if you want to mess with gold patch, but I'll be honest, the millings work are a lot easier to work with.
I'd suggest both.
I can put my sprayer in the back of my Kubota and we could spray with water. And
I'd
5 gallon diesel probably with me.
I'd be willing to do the gold patch with the road crew. There'll be some probably cutting in advance. I think we need the millings anyway, especially.
We'll use them for around.
In the shop and around the shop. And so I was going to ask for at least a load of millings, but also a cold patch and also a load of rock, real heavy grade gravel to go on top of the dirt and the millings on top of that. And that would be a better base for parking for trailers around the shop.
Right. But that will be down the road on that.
Yeah, we're
I think you're right, but I think we need a load of millings, a load of rock, a load of cold patch, probably a dump trailer cold patch, but it's only 2 tons. And then I was also going to ask for a load of sand for the beach, just to fill in the peninsula. So we're kind of covering a lot of bases.
I would need two loads of millings because we'll go through, one load will disappear. I mean, if we get a crew together to do shouldering, and it'll disappear, you'll be,
It's not that expensive. It's about $300.
And we'll use it throughout the summer. I mean, this is the time of year to put the millings down because you want to before the heat of the summer.
It was about $13 a ton, and a big dump truck load is like 18 tons. So it's $234 before the delivery fee and tax.
We want to be prepared to be able to do what we can do with the help we get to show up. I'd rather have Mexico use it up through the early in the summer versus get one load and then run out and not even get much done because that one load will disappear fast.
Well, to take care of Dean on his supervisor's report, I would make a motion to approve the chipper.
I second.
And you want to make a motion on the materials that you're requesting? And we did have about possibly some rock on the upper road up here.
Why don't we get to work day?
Yeah.
I mean, why don't we get to work day?
Yeah.
We're doing the clubhouse right now, or the shed.
Yeah. Well, I know. He kind of went into work day is what that's what the chipper shredder's for.
I mean, writing notes is almost impossible.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I can't.
Fair enough. I have it written down. We'll come back to that. To keep on the agenda, the equipment. So the dump truck was serviced at about this time last year. We probably don't have nearly enough miles or hours on that oil to need to change it. And Harold knows better than I do, there is a leak on, is it the rear gearbox that's leaking?
Rear center.
And so we can probably take it over to Wamego. That was a big success last year to have it serviced.
It didn't after work day.
Yeah. This is, I'm just reporting on equipment. So dump truck after work day, just a minimum service and safety check. I've been meaning to ask Harold, the salt truck, he manages it. I don't know where we're at with servicing it. Would you say we need anything for the Chevy salt truck?
Talk to Russ Briggs, he gave a lifetime warranty on this.
lifetime oil change, too.
Probably need an oil change, but if you don't have the miles.
Just been a couple of years, probably been a couple of years, hadn't it, since the oil change?
Maybe we'll get it scheduled. The It's a tractor. We don't have the hours on it, but it could probably be serviced the one time a year. And then the last, the dredge is in the water. It has been serviced. And that's our equipment.
One thing that I had on there, and the reason I put that on there, is Dean, Don, and I had a discussion. At the last meeting, we approved to sell the blade in the mount.
Oh, yeah.
And that's okay, but are we haven't done anything.
No, we haven't done anything yet.
They came to me and they said, you know, we've thought about it and we think really we ought to keep the blade in the mount for the truck because it kind of goes with it. And I agree with them 100%. We kind of talked a little bit about it at the last meeting. It just is going to make our truck worth that much more. We're not going to get anything for that blade in that mount. And it's not really in our way. Right. I mean, I think we should just keep it.
Yeah. If we end up selling it 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it's going to be worth more with the blade on there.
Right.
Let's get it without it.
And Dean, did we get rid of the salt bin?
Yes. Yeah. Monday.
Yeah.
It went bye-bye.
This is amazing.
We got money for it.
$133 for that steel.
Metal must have went up.
Yeah.
All right. So are we ready to move on to work day?
Yeah.
I want to keep this moving. So we talked about roads, shouldering, millings. Yes.
No, I said no. Yeah, I said yeah.
There's a fence. We talked about putting up a snow fence, warning fence up there by the silt pond where the creek bank is, just because it's a steep bank. We don't want it or somebody falling off of it. Clubhouse door, I'm going to scratch it off. Thank you, Bob Snyder, very much. Clubhouse flagpole area. So we still probably maybe have some stuff around the clubhouse, but the flagpole area, it sounds like it's done.
Thank you, Anna and Chad, and Nancy and Carol.
I haven't had a chance to go look at it, but I'm glad you guys, I've seen you looking for help the other day on Facebook. So thank you very much for that. And then the volleyball net. So that kind of falls in with around clubhouse cleanup and volleyball net.
The volleyball net.
So do we want to add to work day the shed cleanup area, cleanup?
Mm-hmm.
Was there something else that anybody else had? You had a list, you said?
I'd make that motion under this section for additional materials. So I accept the two loads of millings. Let's figure out what our cost is. Two loads of millings, a load of gravel, a small load of cold patch and a load of sand.
$1,000, $1,500.
Yeah, so that's. Yeah, probably more like $1,500, less than $1,500.
That'd be $1,500 for a budget, and then that way we can stay under that instead of over.
Yeah.
Okay. But a motion for
$1,500? That's my motion, yes.
And that's just, Dean said that he didn't get the rock at the shed yet, but the rock you're getting would be for the high road.
Oh, no, I was thinking for the shop. It could be left out the shop.
And then that way you could work on it whenever.
And then
he's talking about big rock, not rock for.
Okay.
Yeah, not road rock. Okay. It would be hard to drive over.
So I got shed cleanup, I'm adding to work day. Is there any other projects that anybody has come up with for work day?
Tammy had mentioned some clubhouse things, perhaps washing windows and painting a bathroom. I think she threw at me yesterday. Okay.
I want to throw that out on Facebook to get, so see if we have any volunteers.
Rick usually washes the windows for us.
He also paints the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he's not here to defend himself.
No. I mean, if we ask him, he does a really good job.
Yeah. Somebody want to talk to him about that?
The last time there, Michelle and Jim Waters, we had a group of people last year.
And we'll broadcast the list again before then so that we'll give everybody a chance to kind of know what we've got ideas.
Workday tasks, do we want to try and throw it out there for signs? Mark has a new slow down childhood play sign out in front of his house. I think looks pretty good. I think we have about four or five of them here in the lake and they're pretty faded.
Right.
Do we want to try this now? I'd like this to replace some
those
of these
are, what,
signs.
$30 a piece or something?
Yeah,
they're expensive. They look great. And I think there's a place for probably three or four more, at least two or three on the other side.
I think Ashley and I paid only $22 for those.
Or purple and green or whatever.
No, $22
on signs.
And get rid of, like I was saying, instead of adding them, replace what we got.
Yes.
So we don't have like Science City going on.
Yeah.
And there are, between the entrance and I counted them to my house, there's five.
There's one right behind your house.
Right, and there needs to be.
Replaced.
There needs to be one over by the Hoods.
By Hoods, I agree.
Yes, there's young kids over there, and then up by.
Before you eat the breads.
Don's, and with the kids up there, Wankland's on that road, and right there, because that's where the kids.
The corners are really bad.
A lot of kids there.
The corners are tight and narrow, so.
We'll get the materials bought and have them available at work day.
Anything else?
What about, you want me to do the chicken for that day?
Absolutely. You can go somewhere other than Popeyes if you want. I don't want your.
Or I may go box it myself.
I don't want your blood pressure. You know, I mean, honestly, we've used Hy-Vee and Dillon's and it's all good.
It's all fine.
Whatever you guys decide.
Okay.
Absolutely. If we don't have chicken, there'll be an uprising.
Okay.
Okay, are we good then on our work list? That's, I think we got a lot of stuff and hopefully we have a good crowd. We can get a lot done. Super. All right, moving on. New deal, Rob Watson. Did Rob, oh, there he is. Rob had brought up about wanting to add a 9x16, kind of a screened in area on his existing deck. So he's not talking about adding square foot. All he's talking about is on his deck. Am I correct, Rob?
Perfect.
Just kind of closing in a 9x16 with a kind of an overhang roof over it with a screen. It's on an existing deck, so you're not adding square footage. I don't personally think there's
a need. I don't think there's a problem.
Let me clarify something. I'm not replacing, I'm not, you know, enclosing an overhang because I only have a 2 foot or 20 inch soffit. I'm actually going to attach at least 2x8 to the house on the east side wall and then do a roof off of that.
Right. But you're not adding square footage.
No,
you're going over existing. You're just building on. I don't think it requires a building permit or doing that process. So I think you're fine, Rob.
I think you'd be fine.
Thank you for your patience. Sorry for making you wait. Anything else for new business? Okay. Basically, we're to the 75th. I think we're to the 75th year celebration, 4th of July. We have any updates? I think you did a pretty good job on that last time. Tell us kind of where you're at.
So after we secured petty cash and the banter, Carol and I moved on to deal with a design for the t-shirts.
Okay.
So we met with Michelle Burgess at Enzone, threw around a lot of design ideas, and we have come up with something we really like that we would like to present to you tonight. I apologize. I'm sorry, internet issues. So, it is approved. Yeah, so she's got to pass around. Hi. So, I want to, it is a unisex t-shirt. That's as far as we've got. So, I need to get back with her tomorrow, see if you would like any changes. We were thinking maybe the design needed to be a little bit bigger.
Maybe shirt.
Yeah, I like the color too. And we actually have a cat one.
I've never seen that before. That's fantastic.
I've used it before. Okay, so I get
and we can make a little flag out of it too. Just tweak the 75.
We got blue.
And on the shirt.
Blue.
Go.
Oh, that's pretty.
Do you want to do blue or you want to do offer other colors?
And nothing on the back.
We're trying to keep our cost down.
I want to keep it simple.
That's what we
would recommend if you did anything a blue like and if you're going to do any other color option or any items like this.
Navy?
The gray?
Oh, yeah.
Light color.
The Sue?
Cool. It'd all be pre-ordered.
But really, you're just going to take orders.
Yes, and I haven't gotten to that yet.
So I just kind of sound like we'll have stock.
The way we've done this before is usually we get the shirt design, we kind of broadcast it out, tell everybody, hey, here's what we're going to do. You guys take orders. And then when you get ready to say, hey, we've got, you know, 200 shirts sold, like we need this much money,
okay.
We cut payment. But then we may want to, at that time, we may want to order a few extras. Like last year, I think.
And that's up to you guys to decide. So here's what we're going to do. I kind of need
to. If you have an estimate on cost.
What we're doing right now, we're just at the proof stage.
Okay.
I have to let her know tomorrow that the board likes the proof. And then we're going to move on to step two. But so it is going to be pre-ordered. So we just need to say Yes, let's go with that design, and then we'll meet with her again.
Do you have pricing yet?
Not yet. Okay. We're here.
Find out what the pricing and minimum.
Well, I need to let her know tomorrow.
It's usually
I love it. I'd say we approve it.
We're approving. Good stuff. Then we'll move on to the pricing. Okay, the other thing.
Are you going to have space socks or just t-shirts?
Carol said they were going to look into
it. We're just dealing with this, but you know. Everybody looked at it? Okay. So I'll say the design's good, then we're going to deal with pricing and pre-order. I also wanted to let you know that in our discussions, not only do we want to offer the t-shirts and tank tops.
Come on, guys, give us a few minutes. We're almost done here.
Okay. We also are going to, we talked about insulated tumblers, which look like this. Two different sizes, kind of like what Randy's daughter did, a bigger and a smaller. We haven't gotten to, but we were thinking about doing the...
same logo?
No, the 75 on this. Lake Elbow 75 on that. In addition to that, we're also talking koozies. Same thing as the tumblers and visors too. Visors we were going to keep simple. Blue, we haven't really got the logo yet. Carol and I have talked to several people who expressed the desire to also order flags. So the flags we're thinking would look like this, but flip the 75 around. So how do you guys feel about it?
I think that
do we have offered, or not?
We're going to pre-orders. And
it's
and
pre-orders.
Sell as much as we will. Come with some pricing next time, and we'll figure out.
And we're going to try to keep everything around $20 or under.
As long as we're making a little money, and so we can.
I think you will.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So we're moving forward then.
Yes.
Yep. The design's been approved.
Yep. Appreciate it. I know it's a lot of work. So.
Not really. We had cocktails after birth.
Not ahead of you still. Yeah. All right, super. So anything else on the 4th of July? We kind of went through a list of activities last time, pretty much everything in play about the same time. And are you going to be able to squeeze Survivor in there? I know that's
we'll
a lot.
We'll do something. We'll get it done. We'll keep it under an hour. Yeah, well, it'll be fine.
Probably a 30-minute, 45-minute deal.
The reason why I say that is because it's something else for the kids to do, too. So.
Okay. I'm good. Anybody got anything else?
I hate to do this two meetings in a row, but I make a motion to adjourn.
Did you want to talk about the dock real quick?
I'm good. Well, I
fishing platform.
$250 to $300
per
a piece for a 8x4 made all treated lumber. And in fact, that was the cedar zone.
And that's just what we're talking about, fishing platforms off the face of the dam. And according to the engineer, he said it shouldn't be a problem. You're not going deep. His deal with the telephone poles is they go so deep down into the core base of the dam that was his concern there. But he says what you're doing on the face of the dam, you're not going to. He just said nothing, concrete around. He just said nothing by the spillway. And because at some point we may have to cut the road back and widen the spillway, anyway, we wouldn't want to put them by the spillway.
We just get them off.
So
anyway, if you get them, but yeah.
Okay.
You're going to be miles from there. I'm for fishing platform. I really encourage it. I do still have some concerns about putting it on the dam.
See, that's like me. I don't.
I don't know. My personal opinion, nothing should be hanging off that dam.
Because my concern is golf carts parked there. I know we're not a metropolis, a lot of cars, but when the people do fish off there now and they got their golf cart sitting there, you meet another vehicle. The kids are running up and down that dam. I just think I'd love the idea of a fishing dock somewhere. But
no marking on the dam.
Well, we're going to do shoulders on the dam with the billing, so we're hoping to widen a lot of that space. But I get it. I mean, you're promoting.
And then what? You know, you got the people walking. I mean, goat trail. What do you call Brett? Goat trail?
Yeah. Right now, until we have more riprap, we have a few vulnerable spots on the face of the dam to foot traffic. And
boat trails. It would cause, like, I don't want to discourage it.
No, I don't either. I like the fishing.
But I just, until either.
Can we put them off the point or something like that?
Yeah, the point, that even the cove.
Yeah.
You know, is there, like, is it that the dam has better fishing? Is that the reason to put it there?
And the fact that people like fishing off the dam, but it's a slope. So what he's thinking is trying to put a couple platforms so that people have a level place to stand.
You know, I hate to discourage you, but I just.
Let's table and talk about it next meeting.
Every other lake you get, if you like Lake Wabunsee, Shawnee, anything that's got a dam, there's nothing.
Nothing on there. Yeah.
That's true.
Nothing on the face of a dam.
I discussed it with the engineer, and his only deal was we just couldn't put anything by the spill.
What's your other words, Andy?
I'm good.
What's your other word?
Randy?
Yeah.
My motion. I already motioned to adjourn.
All right. Thank you, guys.
I was going to say, y'all bring it up. We talked about something else. Pull the motion back.